USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. send-up with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that have yet to come? Jonathan Kahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former Republican governor of South Carolina is now entering the race for the White House. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Mark Sanford making his announcement on Fox News Sunday, saying he will challenge President Trump for the Republican nomination. He's the third Republican to throw his hat in the ring, joining former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Sanford says he decided to run because, quote, we need to have a conversation on what it means to be Republican, saying, as a Republican Party, we have lost our way. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Coast Guard said rescuers are looking for four crew members who are unaccounted for after a vessel overturned near a Georgia port. The Coast Guard said there were 23 crew members and one pilot on board. All but four crew members have been safely evacuated from the ship, a 656-foot vehicle carrier. The Coast Guard said it was notified by a 911 call at about 2 a.m. of the capsized vessel in the Sound. The case is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The NFL gets underway in full swing today, and that means more office pools. With that story, here's USA's John Clements.
Productivity takes a real hit when fantasy football time rolls around. One estimate has been made, employees will spend 2.5 hours a week, costing the nation's business community $9 billion. Researchers from Nielsen Scarborough estimated 12.5 million adults will play fantasy football this year. While some businesses frown on this activity, Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray & Christmas said fantasy football leagues can boost the company's bottom line in terms of higher morale and lower turnover. He added these types of distractions can keep workers' creative juices flowing. I'm John Clemens.
Duke University says an investigation has found no evidence that former basketball star Zion Williamson received improper benefits. School spokesman Michael Schoenfeld said in a statement that a thorough and objective probe led by investigators outside the athletic department found no evidence to support any allegation that would have jeopardized Williamson's eligibility. Duke Athletic Director Kevin White said in April the school would investigate after lawyer Michael Avenatti accused Nike of paying Williamson's mother to convince him to attend a college affiliated with the shoe company. Williamson was taken first overall by the New Orleans Pelicans in the NBA draft after earning the Associated Press Player of the Year honor as a freshman at Duke. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.